The Invaluable Pearl, The Unique Status of Women in Judaism by Dr. H. E. Yedidiah Gatton quotes. There are a number of Talmudic sayings that demonstrate the love and respect enjoyed by a Jewish wife. The following are a few examples. An unwed man is no human being, because it is written, male and female he created them, he called them human beings, Yebamot 63a. Another sage said, he who lives without a wife lives without joy, blessing, and goodness, Yebamot 62b. The following quotes by our sages illustrate the importance they attach to marital harmony. What is a man to do to ensure the well-being of his children? He must follow the commandment of heaven and his wife. Another sage declared, the husband must be considerate of his wife's honor, for all he has been blessed with is due to his wife, Baba Metzia 59a. The Talmud goes still further in emphasizing man's duty to be considerate of his wife. If your wife is short, bend down to her, Ibid. The husband is admonished, be careful not to bring your wife to tears, for God himself will punish you for it, Ibid. The husband is commanded to love his wife like himself, but to put her honor above his. Although a man may not spend more than he can afford on his food and clothing, he is duty-bound to go above and beyond his means to please his wife. Rabbi Akiba said, who is rich? He who is blessed with a good wife, Sabbath 25b. Ima Shalom, an intellectually gifted woman, was the daughter of Rabbi Simon ben Gamliel, the president of the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem. She married Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, an accomplished and outstanding scholar of his time. Ima Shalom's extraordinary intelligence and sense of humor is illustrated here. A prominent Gentile once mocked Rabbi Gamliel, Ima Shalom's brother, by saying, your God is a thief, for he stole a rib from Adam, see Talmud Sanhedrin 39a. Ima Shalom asked her brother for permission to answer him. Then she said to the Gentile, last night a robber broke into my house and carried away my silver vessels, leaving golden ones in their place. Thereupon the Gentile said, would such robbers visit my house every night? Ima Shalom retorted, this is exactly what happened to Adam. God took from him a rib and gave him a wife for it. The Gentile then argued, still, God should not have put him to sleep, to take from him the rib by stealth. The clever Ima Shalom then ordered some raw meat to be brought, and she had it roasted before the Gentile's eyes. Subsequently she invited him to partake of the meat. The Gentile, however, turned away in disgust, recalling the undesirable sight of the blood dripping from the raw meat while the servants were preparing the roast. Ima Shalom turned to the Gentile and said, you see, Adam, too, would have felt disgust if he had witnessed how God formed woman from his rib, this is why he put him to sleep. After a careful examination of the Jewish code of law and other sources of Jewish jurisprudence, it is not difficult to prove that men and women are of equal importance. In Genesis 1 verse 27 we find, and God created the man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. This verse stands as a declaration of equality by God himself. It is further written, for a man who loses his first wife through death, it is as though he had witnessed the destruction of the holy temple, the world becomes dark for him, his steps become smaller, his designs are frustrated, Sanhedrin 22a. And, he who is without a wife is without help, without atonement, without life, Genesis Rabbah 16. But he who is of merry heart has a continual feast, Proverbs 15 verse 15, refers to a man who has a good wife, Baba Bathra 145b. Men and women are separated during prayer for a number of reasons, the most important of which is prevention of sexual distraction. Many areas of the Jewish law take this fact into consideration. The separation of the sexes was introduced as an aid for us to be able to concentrate fully on our prayers and to call our God out of the depth of our hearts. A woman's presence not only provides the male with an alternate focus of attention but also makes him more self-conscious, thus preventing him from concentrating intensely on his prayers. While praying, we are to know before whom you stand, and not know next to whom you are sitting.